Hello, and welcome to this SearchSecurity.com podcast, Data Loss Prevention for BYOD. I'm Kara Gatine. Thanks for joining us. In today's Key Questions to Ask podcast, we'll discuss some of the essential questions that need to be asked and answered about data loss prevention as it relates to the BYOD movement occurring in businesses today. Joining me today is Kevin Beaver. Kevin is an independent information security consultant, writer, expert witness, and professional speaker with Atlanta-based Principal Logic, where he specializes in performing technical vulnerability assessments. Kevin is also the author of 11 books on information security, including the best-selling book, Hacking for Dummies. Kevin has also written over 600 articles for various TechTarget sites. Thanks for joining us today, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Kara. It's always a pleasure.
Indeed it is, Kevin. I really enjoy speaking with you. This should be fun today.
Yeah.
So before we begin, I want to mention that this podcast is part of a lesson in our Data Loss Prevention Security School. It's one of the many lessons that you can visit anytime by navigating to searchsecurity.com/securityschool. All right, let me explain our format. I'll present Kevin with an essential question on DLP, and he'll explain why it's important. So, Kevin, let's get started. Here's our first essential question. Why do we need to be concerned with DLP for mobile computing? Aren't traditional MDM solutions enough to keep everything in check?
Well, that's what a lot of people believe, but it's not true. MDM solutions are great for locking down the device. Some will even allow you to separate business and personal data, and there's some controls around that, but there's not a lot of granular control at the level of DLP, and that's where dedicated DLP solutions come into play. They can help you find the data, tag the data, and actually help prevent it from going to places it shouldn't be going, either to mobile devices or from mobile devices. And keep in mind that DLP in the mobile sense is still in its infancy, just like most mobile controls are, but I believe it's something that's really needed, and unfortunately it's often taken for granted. We have to treat data as the endpoint no matter where it's located.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to the next question. What are some common pitfalls that people need to be aware of with DLP and BYOD? Love those acronyms, don't you?
I know. It's we're all going to be speaking in acronyms one of these years, you know, just nothing but acronyms. Well, there's a lot of stuff here. We could talk for hours on end about this, but there are a few things that come to mind. Again, assuming that traditional MDM controls are enough, you know, assuming that that's all that's needed to keep the granular data in check. It's simply not that simple. Another thing is really not knowing where to get started, what data to look for, what platforms to look on, what data patterns to look at, and so on. So it's almost like this mountain of complexity, and we're not exactly sure which path to take. I also see that people are afraid to even address security controls on executives' mobile devices. You know, the executives are really at the root of a lot of these BYOD problems that we have right now. In fact, I would argue that executives have started a lot of the BYOD nonsense and security risks that we're facing today because they're disconnected from reality. They don't realize what's on their devices. They don't realize how vulnerable they can be, and so on. So I believe a lot of people sort of they try to skirt around the fact that executives have sensitive data on their devices because they fear for their jobs or for whatever political reasons. But when people do that, when we kind of, you know, brush the executive issues under the rug, we're doing the entire business a disservice. So we've got to keep that in check. I also see people implementing controls for the sake of compliance or an audit checkbox. and not proactively managing mobile data security controls over the long haul. I see people trying to do everything themselves, both internally and externally. They're not getting others involved internally, be it legal or HR or management or development, and even the data owners. And they're also not reaching out to their DLP vendors or their prospective DLP vendors to get them to help, or even outside consultants that can help with this kind of stuff. I see people that they're putting controls in place that are too strict, and they end up getting in the way of people doing their jobs. And again, we could talk about this on and on, but all in all, is, you know, DLP in a BYOD setting is not going to be easy, but it's a business necessity. It's up to us to figure out how to make it all work.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin, here's another one for you. What other technologies complement DLP in the mobile realm?
Well, certainly MDM as a whole is great. I recommend it to my clients all the time. In fact, I see a lot of my clients that are starting to implement MDM, and I think it's wonderful. I think you've got to have it if you're going to get this stuff under control. But, you know, being able to push out password policies, manage the device, wipe the device, and so on, it's absolutely necessary. So those things can help protect the data, even if it's indirectly. But there are other controls like anti-malware, encryption, data backups that are very important. A lot of times people aren't backing up their mobile devices. They're not syncing. They're not backing it up. Or if they do back it up, they're syncing it to some cloud service that may or may not be secure, that IT or security may or may not know about. So you've got to be careful with that as well. The thing that you don't want to do is just implement mobile technologies for the sake of having them. You know, perform your risk assessment. Find out where you're weak. Determine what the worst-case scenarios are, and then take the appropriate steps to make sure that they don't happen. And finally, build in enough resilience so that when the you-know-what does hit the fan, the impact can be minimized because you were prepared.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. All right, Kevin, so what's the biggest mistake you see regarding DLP implementation in the mobile environment?
I'd have to say not knowing what's where. I'm always saying that you cannot secure what you don't acknowledge, and that really applies here in the context of mobile. A lot of people assume that there's nothing of value on their mobile devices, but that couldn't be further from the truth. It doesn't matter who the user is or what they do in the organization. They've got something on their phone or their tablet or their laptop, whatever falls under your BYOD umbrella, that can and will be used against your business if it falls into the wrong hands. So you absolutely have to understand what's where, and this can only be done by taking the time to think things through, figure out where the information is located, figure out how it's at risk, and then figure out what needs to be done about it to keep it secure.
Mm. I'd like to remind our listeners that accompanying this podcast in our school is Kevin's webcast on the realities of DLP, where he dives into that in greater detail, so do check that out. All right, Kevin, here's our last one. What's the best way to ensure success with DLP in the context of BYOD?
I would have to say it's a human factor. You've got to get the right people on board, and you've got to keep them in the loop. It's the same as any relationship, and really this is the same as most things with security. You have to get the buy-in and keep people on your side, and you do that by, you know, being a credible person, being a person of value, and then showing them what these DLP controls are actually doing, how they're contributing to the business, the breaches that they are preventing, or the information that they are finding that you never would have known about otherwise. Keep people in the know. It's all about, again, you know, being in IT, being in security, being in compliance, whatever the role is that you're in, you've got to get the right people on your side. And when I say the right people, that's your peers in management, that's director level, it's even admins and software developers, it's your end users, and of course, it's executive management. You've got to have their ear. You've got to have their buy-in if you want this continued support. Because without it, you're just going to be spinning your wheels. It's going to be an uphill battle. So make sure to get and keep all the right people on your side.
great advice. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Kevin Beaver, independent security consultant with Principal Logic, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. For more learning materials, be sure to visit our other lessons in our security school at searchsecurity.com/securityschool. I'm Kara Gattin. Have a great day.